Okay, now we got the band back together.
Yeah.
We're here.
How you doing this afternoon, everybody? Thanks to Jim McKinney.
Yes.
For keeping things going while I was...
And hopefully on the way home, he won't encounter the blue car on the highway.
I hope not.
I hope not.
You'll have to fill me in on said blue car.
We'll bring you up to date on that.
Okay. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Homefront. And we're going to have an impossible-to-answer sports question.
Maybe for you. Come on.
From Michael. That's and right. I, of course, will not be able to answer it. But that should be no surprise to anybody. 33 degrees on the outside. It had started snowing a little bit.
Just a little.
As I came in.
Yep. Yep.
So the weather forecast saying some snow west of U.S. 131. That's the preferred way of describing it. Closer to the lake, that's ambiguous. West of 131, true. We all know what that means.
Yeah, that's we right. know we're safe.
That's right.
Or not. I or live not. West of 131.
Just stay east of 131 yeah. and you're good, you know. Yeah. That's right.
Then I'll be okay.
Right. Okay.
Right.
590 WKZO time is 4:10. Well, let's give away that pair of tickets.
Okay.
I sure. can't wait. I sure. am sitting on the edge of Jim McKinney's seat.
This I'm is sure his, he appreciates
this is
that.
The Jim McKinney throne, you realize. He brings it over here whenever he sits in here. It's not a comfortable chair. I don't know why he likes it. But nonetheless, Michael, how does a person win this pair of tickets to see Homefront at Celebration Cinema?
Well, before we get to the trivia question, first there's one traffic update. There's an accident at M43 and 9th Street, and the westbound lanes are closed, and that was brought to us from a tipster on the texting line.
And thank you for sending in information. We like to pass that along to people in a timely manner. So if westbound West Main or M43 is on your route home and it takes you through the intersection of 9th and West Main, don't.
Don't.
Stadium Drive, be a good alternative.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Now, let's hear the silly, impossible-to-answer sports trivia question.
All right. And just like my last question, it's a Thanksgiving Day sports question. When was the last time the Detroit Lions won on Thanksgiving? So what year was it? And what was the team they defeated?
Ooh.
So this is a two-part trivia question. We need the year, the last time the Lions won on Thanksgiving, and the team they beat.
So just getting half of it doesn't get you one ticket, correct?
That is correct. Right, you have to get both of these parts correct.
I'm going to go with my previous guess, 1912, and it was the Oakland A's.
Oakland A's? They play baseball. I'm just joking around.
That was the joke. okay, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. When... You asked the question. It's yours.
When was the last time the Detroit Lions won on Thanksgiving? And
what, who did they beat?
And what team did they defeat?
Okay. Do they need to know where the game happened?
Oh, the game happened in Detroit.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, all the Thanksgiving games are in Detroit.
The Lions win in Detroit?
Yeah. Well, it's the road where they always struggle to win, but, you know, they lost a home game this past weekend. So I, you know, yeah.
Are they still in first place?
They are because the Bears lost to the Rams, so they're still clinging on to first place. But when you lose to a team like Tampa Bay, it's, you know, it's pretty hard to make the playoffs, in my opinion.
Oh.
So if they get there, I don't know if they're going to actually get very far is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
They may have to play Seattle or New Orleans.
382-4280, 877-382-4280. If you know when the Lions won their last game on Thanksgiving and who they beat to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Michael's trivia question. Boy, the lines are not lighting up like crazy, yeah. My friend.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we got another one of those impossible-to-answer trivia questions that you're renowned for.
Well, when we were coming up with questions a couple weeks ago, they were all getting them on their first guess, so I thought, well, I got to come up with some harder ones.
Uh-huh. Well, it appears you've wait. We're back.
We got a winner.
Ooh, there we go.
Okay, what year did this amazing victory take place?
It took place in 2003.
And who did they beat?
The Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Which is who they play this Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And so
We need to congratulate Bob Andrus from Kalamazoo, who won two tickets to see Homefront at the Celebration Cinema in Portage.
Way to go, Bob.
Yes.
And so this will be the 10th year anniversary of their winning
of
a game.
Win. And the Lions that year, they went 4-8, and they beat the Packers 22-14. They scored one touchdown during the game, and it was in the first quarter, Sean Bryce in a 6-yard run, and then Jason Hansen kicked 5 field goals in that game to help the Lions win. Jason Hansen seemed to, win a lot of games for them with, a lot of field goals.
Are you going to break into doing a play-by-play of that game 10 years ago?
I've got all the stats right in front of me right
outside
here.
Outside of Barry Sanders, what other offense did the Lions ever have but Hansen?
That's true.
I mean, really.
Yeah, and I mean, this game, Joey Harrington was the quarterback for the Lions, Brett Favre for the Packers, and Brett Favre threw 3 INTs that day.
Oh, man.
What's an interception?
Interception, yeah.
See, I figure these things out. Okay, are we done with the sports stuff?
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all the stats.
We'll talk birds tomorrow, Roger, if you'd like. We can do that. It doesn't have to be turkeys either.
Okay. Okay. We'll try that.
Sure.
We'll do a two-hour version of Birdwatch tomorrow.
Okay. I'll bring my binoculars.
Yeah. Let's talk a little about health care in this country.
Okay.
It's on everybody's mind, and we're all talking about the fiasco rollout that Obamacare was. But U.S. medical care continues to get pricier and pricier. The one thing you can say for Obamacare is that it appears to have slowed down the growth in the cost of medical care in this country. Even though the U.S. spends $2.7 trillion a year on health care, that's nearly 18% of the country's gross national product. It's not keeping up with the rest of the developed world when it comes to improving people's health. NBC News, in an article, has a quote from Dr. Hamilton Moses of the Aileron Institute in Virginia and Johns Hopkins University. And he says it does show pretty clearly that the price is the culprit here. Based on his review, the U.S. system has performed poorly. Moses said the two colleges wrote the report. And it says U.S. health care, quote, gives little value for the money. And I'm finding that pretty interesting.
Yeah.
We spend 2.5 times more than the next most expensive country per capita, mm-hmm. per person. We deliver health care just to the south of Albania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We spend 2.5 times more than the Swiss on health care. They've got the second most expensive health care system.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend 2.5 times more per capita than the next most expensive country, and the best we can do is to compete with Albania.
That's terrible.
It's sad. It really is sad.
And so when you hear conservatives fighting so hard to keep 50 million Americans from having health insurance. That's why they've been trying to kill Obamacare right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking we got to take a look at this problem, and that is we spend an awful lot of money, and we're not getting much in the way of ROI.
Yeah.
Return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that Obamacare is not the only problem in the healthcare system.
Well, Roger, I think it goes beyond that, to be honest with you. It's a political thing, and it's this divide that continues between the two parties, and this is just one faction of that. You can take it miles further. You know, you have a lot of Republicans right now throwing stones at the president because of the deal with Iran. And that's, you know, that's another problem. Anytime you have something that rolls out, and I agree with you that the Obamacare website, and there's problems. I mean, that's a mess.
What a dorked up, screwed up mess.
It is a mess.
Yeah.
It's an absolute mess. But it gets so political, and this is what bothers me. You know, it's like, you know, two kids in the schoolyard, you know, playground, you know, going at each other. And it's just, I'm tired of the childishness. This is why 9% of Americans actually have faith in Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the reason.
Yeah.
There it is.
I mean, you think they would work together to make this country better instead
right.
of bickering with each other about what,
exactly.
you know.
Exactly.
You know
there,
with lobbyists and things like that.
There comes a point after a law has been passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president, and in the case of the Affordable Care Act, it was upheld by the Supreme Court. And there comes a time when a politician's obligation becomes to make the country work right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Not to continue to debate laws that are now laws and therefore beyond debate.
Yeah, they're in place.
Yeah, and the Republicans tried 41 or 42 times to repeal it, and they were never successful. How long do you go on just fighting over a law that you don't like when it's a law? We're a country of laws. And but this article stuck with me. We get so little value from our medical system mm-hmm. in this country.
You're right.
For the amount of money we spend. And where does the money go? I got to think that if we can spend as much money as we are and not deliver health care as good as Albania, then the money's disappearing someplace
yeah.
in the system. It's obviously not going for health, or we'd be number one in delivery of health care in the world,
yeah.
not number 37 in the world. No, it's in some ways it's embarrassing, and that's the system that we're talking about leaving in place if we really do repeal the Affordable Care Act. Well, it's not like that's a finely tuned system
Mm-mm.
that's running well. What are your thoughts? 382-4280-877. 382-4280. Should the country be thinking more in terms of how to deliver effective health care in this country than debating Obamacare? It's pretty clear the system we have ain't working right. And to just be opposed to a new system without having anything to replace the existing broken system seems foolish.
Mm-hmm.
382-4280-877, 382-4280. What do you think? Do we get a fair return for our investment in healthcare in this country? 382-4280-877, 382-4280. We'll be right back after a quick news update. Won't be doing this anytime soon.
I like this tune.
Yeah, I do too.
That was a good one.
Good song. A medley of their hit. I don't recall them.
You're right. One hit wonder.
Yeah,
right.
Ever doing anything else. But
what was that group? Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth. Yeah. Right. I don't recall even a second
that
album.
That was Smash Mouth?
Yeah.
Well, you ever heard of All Star or Then the Morning Comes by Smash Mouth?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Right. See, that's why we have you along, Michael.
That's it.
Stupid sports questions. And apparently you know something about music.
Yeah, I got an iPod.
I respect the music part.
I have an iPod. I like that.
Now, I know most of my iPod is probably filled with, you know, like orchestra music from like Star Trek or Back to the Future, movies like that.
Oh, that's cool stuff,
though. And then I also have video game music, too.
Video game music?
From like Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog, Mega Man.
You need a girlfriend, buddy.
Oh, I already have one.
You have
Benny.
A girlfriend? Okay, yep. Good. You're set then. Okay.
Does she like that? Do you play that stuff for her? Have a romantic evening? Get the candles going? bottle of St. Julian wine?
Get a pizza,
and,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean, sure,
then,
why not?
Turn on the Star Wars
That's right.
Well, it's on her iPod because her iPod's hooked up to my computer, so she has my whole playlist on there.
Here's CBS News. Degrees, a little bit of snow coming down, at least it was about 30 minutes ago. The WKZO.com AccuWeather forecast, cloudy this afternoon, a snow shower or two, cold, high 34. I don't think we've made that.
No.
Not quite.
Yeah, a couple of degrees shy, but nonetheless, tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, colder, low 20. Windy and cold tomorrow, variably cloudy, a high 30. Snow showers west of U.S. 131, more specific than near the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And Thanksgiving Day, cold. Clouds giving way to some sun. A couple of snow showers and a high 28. Again, 32 in Kalamazoo. And let's talk about where the sun isn't shining there, Michael.
Yes.
There is a snow advisory for Berrien County, you said?
Lake effect snow warning for Berrien County going into effect at midnight tonight and going to last through midnight on Wednesday. So the timing of this, the storm is expected to develop this evening, and the intensity will become significant late tonight and into Wednesday. Snow accumulations are expected 6 to 12 inches expected through Wednesday, and snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. And other impacts, northwest winds will be 15 to 25 miles an hour, which this will cause the snow to blow and drift across the roads. So if you're traveling to Chicago, just be careful when you're driving on I-94. Or if you're going to be traveling in Indiana, be careful on the toll roads there as well.
Yeah.
It gets tricky down there. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fun. I don't like driving down 80, 90, and 94 until you get to the Dan Ryan there south of Chicago. I hate that stretch of highway. Even on a sunny day in July, I don't like driving that road. Being there in a blizzard.
Yeah, that's not kidding.
Would not add to the charm.
No kidding.
I take the toll road. I know when you're talking about 80 and 90 for, to Cedar Point.
Okay, going the other way
into Ohio.
But going to Chicago, we always got off and took the Skyway into downtown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, I have Scott ancestors, and taking the toll road and paying Indiana and then paying to ride the Skyway, my Scott ancestors say 80, 90 to where 94 goes straight north up into Chicago and avoid the tolls. I have never been to Cedar Point, but I go past there a lot. And I never use 80 and 90, the toll road. I drive the, I don't know the name of the highway, but it runs right along the lakeshore from Toledo through Sandusky and then on into Cleveland. And because I don't like paying to drive on roads.
Sure. Okay.
I think it's un-American.
Now, have you had haggis?
No. But
that's a Scottish dish. I'm just curious if you had haggis.
I thought haggis was the stuff you stuffed into intestines and ate.
Well, yeah, it is. It's an ingredient. I mean, that's.
Okay. So you stuff fish into intestines to eat.
Okay, if that works for you, that's fine. We can do that.
Good description
sure,
of it.
Sure. That's good.
Yeah, that if you on the way home stop and pick up some haggis for dinner tonight.
I've never had it. I've only seen it on television.
I've
never had it.
I was, speaking of Scotland, reading an article this morning that as early as 2014, Scotland is going to vote on independence.
Oh, wow.
And leaving the Great Britain and becoming an independent country.
When in 2014 exactly?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just said that it was coming, the election was coming up in 2014. It was just
interesting.
It was vague.
Yeah, just curious because, of course, the Olympics are in February, so I was wondering if they're going to be an independent country for the Winter Olympics.
I would imagine not.
Okay.
But one of the few things that Scots agree on is they all hate the English.
True.
And I had an uncle who did, I don't know why I'm getting off into this. My uncle did a lot of genealogy.
We've got 15 minutes to fill, Roger. It's okay.
Yeah, right.
It's clicking. It's not a problem. That's right.
Radio buttons.
That's right.
But my uncle did a lot of research and found that our family was from Scotland, but right on the border with the English. And everybody wants to be related to Robert Bruce or somebody. And it seems our family were sheep rustlers.
All right. I saw a couple of sheep while I was out running today.
Now, they only stole from the English, which in Scotland is just having a job. Somebody's got to do that. Our family were criminals, and that's what led to my career in radio.
Well, you're Scottish,
that's true.
And I'm Irish.
We prefer Scott.
Oh, Scott.
Yes.
Okay.
We be Scots.
And I'm mostly Italian.
Really?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Do you like spaghetti?
Oh, are you kidding?
Pizza?
Are you kidding?
Okay.
I was raised with pasta in my hand. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Love all that stuff.
Just saying.
No, my grandparents came over to Ellis Island from Italy, and my mom's on my mom's side. The family name was Mazzello, and they all settled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And my mom, there were 13 kids. My grandmother had 13 kids, and
they didn't have the Tonight Show back then.
That's true. But yeah, he ran a candy store in Garrett, Indiana, which is about 20 miles north of Fort Wayne, small town, kind of like a Mayberry type town, very small town, and a lot of my relatives, cousins, and so forth are still there and still live in Garrett or Fort Wayne. So yeah.
All right. They could be listening, you know.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but it's very possible.
Do you want to talk about your family tree, Michael, or should we go on to other things
what
now?
Are we, what are
I
we
doing?
I
unfortunately don't know much about it, but if my grandma was here, she could definitely talk about it.
Okay. Well, we'll have to bring her in as a guest one day.
Okay.
Calabria. Calabria, Italy. It's the southern part, not quite to Sicily, which is an island on its own. But Calabria, Italy is where my grandparents came from.
Ah, I'm making notes. This will appear in a trivia question tomorrow.
All right.
Sad but true.
changing the subject here, We all know that we need to find ways to produce energy that doesn't keep adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, because we're really dorking things up. But we got to be careful. And we've heard talk about bird deaths at wind farms. That talk came originally from the Altamont Pass in California, one of the first wind farm facilities. Unfortunately, the Altamont Pass is a regular migration route for raptors. And that was the first heads up that you can't just put wind farms anywhere because of the impact it has on wildlife. And so environmental impact studies are necessary.
Yeah.
Well, a major U.S. power company, what's the date on this? This was dated Sunday, so sometime in the last week or so, has agreed to pay Wyoming $1 million as part of the first enforcement of environmental laws protecting birds against wind energy facilities. Until the settlement Friday with Duke Energy Company and its renewable energy arm, not a single wind energy company had ever been prosecuted for a death of an eagle or other protected species. Even though any death of a bird is, in fact, a violation of federal law, no wind energy facility has ever been convicted until now. And maybe solar voltaic is the future.
Yeah,
because that doesn't. I had read recently concern over bats being killed by wind farms, and bats are already threatened in this country by a disease called white nose syndrome.
Yes.
It's a fungal infection that spread from Europe, where apparently bats in Europe have some immunity to the disease, but North American bats, not so much. And it's killing millions of bats. And if we kill off the bats and the birds, do you know the species? Here's a Roger trivia question.
All right.
What species of animal on the planet would benefit if we really dramatically reduce the number of birds and bats? We're going to see one species bloom to where they'll be everywhere. You got a guess on that, Michael or Denny?
Boy, I don't. I really don't. I don't know.
Spiders.
Oh, okay.
Because they're the third line of defense against overpopulating insects.
Okay, sure.
And so one of the side effects of reducing bird populations and losing bats is we're going to see an epidemic of spiders.
Well, Roger, let me ask you this, and I don't know if you have the answer or not, but a death or injury to birds from wind farm incidents, is this fairly common?
Yes, but there seems to be a reasonable threshold, and it would seem this Duke Power facility in Wyoming, their losses became so egregious that it was felt that Fish and Wildlife Service needed to begin enforcement activity.
Sure.
We discovered early on with one of the first wind farms, the one I mentioned in the Altamont Pass in California, that it kill large numbers of birds. And they now tether those wind turbines in times of peak migration to avoid killing the birds.
Okay.
And that may be one of the solutions that Duke Energy comes up with. There may be times of the day when migration is taking place. The raptors don't migrate at night like most birds do. They're daytime migrators because they need the thermals to gain altitude to migrate. They're not that strong of a flyer. And
right.
so
right.
they have to travel in the daytime, where most bird migration takes place at night.
Well, that story also mentioned a couple of eagles died.
Yeah.
From the incident. Would that be because of the size of the bird? Just the chances are better.
No, I'm thinking it is just. This didn't say, at least as far, Denny gave me this article. As far as I got through it, it didn't mention when this happened. But there is a southward migration of eagles out of Canada. And this may have been a migration-related issue.
Okay.
And it may have been because of the time of year. And so the solution may be as simple as turning these devices off in times mm-hmm. of peak migration activity on birds. See, I was only joking when we were going to do an hour bird watch.
And you did a nice job.
Yes.
I make this stuff up, you know. 590 WKZO time is 4:54, 31 degrees. We'll be right back with a weather update, words on the snow advisory, and we'll say have a good night, everybody. All that coming right up here on 590 WKZO. Denny, were you doing Top 40 when this was a hit?
Sniff and the Tears.
Yeah, you were.
I do remember this.
Yeah, I remember the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's
man.
That's disgusting.
It is.
Cloudy this afternoon, snow showers, one or two of them around, cold, and we're at 31 now.
Right.
Breezy. Colder tonight and a low of 20. Quick update on where there's weather warnings.
Lake effect snow warning in effect starting at midnight tonight, running through midnight Tuesday in Berrien County. 6 to 12 inches expected.
Denny and I will be back tomorrow.
Be safe.
News, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.